Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History, the podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. And today's episode is number 148, being recorded on Saturday afternoon, June 22nd, 2008. Well, typically the podcast has a focus on one of those three things, technology, education, or history. But today I'd like to deviate from that just a little bit and talk about an experience that I had last week that was something that I thought that I would never be able to do. But as the Missouri Teacher of the Year this year, I was able to have an amazing experience. And that was to throw out the first pitch at a Major League Baseball game. I was able to do that on June 18th at the Cardinals-Royals game at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. And today I just wanted to kind of talk about that experience a little bit. I've included some pictures and some video on the blog, and just kind of wanted to recap that a little bit for some of the people that have an interest in baseball to listen to the podcast. If you want to, you can go ahead and skip this if you're looking for history content, but I just wanted to kind of include everybody on that amazing experience. So I was able to do this last week on Wednesday, and the neat thing about it was I was able to include both my brother and my dad, and they were able to go down on the field with me. My dad actually caught the first pitch with his boyhood glove. He has an old glove that's been in the family for years. It's a Bob Feller Sears and Roebuck model from probably about the late 1940s, either the late 1940s or early 1950s. And so he actually caught the first pitch with that glove, and that made it really special. And just wanted to kind of talk a little bit about that experience today on the podcast. So we were able to go down there in St. Louis, and the three of us were able to be on the field during batting practice. And my brother and I are huge Royals fans because we live here in Liberty, just outside of Kansas City, go to a lot of Royals games. And my dad grew up as a Cubs fan. And he's been a very big Cubs fan for his entire life. And so he actually wanted the Cardinals to lose as well because he didn't want to see the Royals or didn't want to see the Cardinals gain any ground on the Cubs in the race for the Central. So my brother and I were big Royals fans. I had to wear red, of course, though, because I was throwing out the first pitch at the Cardinals game. But the Royals were playing the Cardinals, so it was kind of a neat atmosphere. And so we're down on the field watching BP, and the Royals are taking batting practice. And my brother and I and my dad are all from Nebraska, and we're all big Nebraska baseball fans. In fact, we go to quite a few college baseball games. And we watched Alex Gordon play third base at Nebraska before he became a Kansas City Royal. So while they're taking BP, David DeJesus and Alex Gordon are probably about 15 or 20 feet in front of us. And so I yell out, "Hey, Alex, go Big Red." And he turns around and gives us a thumbs up and stuff. And later on in the game, DeJesus and Gordon are going to have a huge impact on the results of the game. So that was kind of neat before the game interaction. I was able to do a little bit of a TV interview with the Cardinals on the Cardinals pregame. We did that. Then we threw out the first pitch, and I had the option of going in front of the mound or all the way to the mound, but I knew if I didn't go all the way to the mound, I'd probably never hear the end of it from my family or friends. So I did go all the way up to the mound, and the only thing I wanted to do was not have the ball go into the dirt, and I was able to accomplish that through kind of just a lofting pitch. And my dad caught it at home plate in his trusty old glove, and we did put video of that up on the blog. So if you go to the blog, which is at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, you can see the YouTube video embedded there. And like I said, just didn't want it to touch the dirt and accomplish that, so we were happy with that. We then went up to the suite, and this was all arranged by Boeing. Boeing is the major sponsor, primary sponsor, of the Missouri Teacher of the Year program. And they did an amazing job of coordinating all these interviews and the experience. And so we went up to the suite. We went to the Best Buy suite, and it had people from Missouri Department of Education, Boeing, just a great mixture of people. Commissioner King was there, the Missouri Commissioner of Education, just a great mix of people. And as you can imagine, the Best Buy suite has tons of technology in it. There were probably about 10 TV screens, alone inside the suite. And then they also had a Wii set up, and my dad and my brother played baseball Wii a little bit, which I put a picture up of on the blog. And then in about the fourth inning, we went across the stadium and went to the radio booth and did a short kind of half-inning interview with the on the Cardinals radio network with John Rooney. And that was really neat because I kind of wanted to be a sports broadcaster as a kid growing up, and so I was able to go into the radio booth and put on the headphones, and it just amazes me how much information he has in his head that's all coming out in a smooth manner. I mean, you know, I'm doing an interview with him about the Missouri Teach of the Year, and he's calling balls and strikes, who's up to bat, you know, who's catching the ball, what's happening on the field, just amazing. So we did that, and then on the way back, we went to the control room for the stadium, which was really neat because we got to see the inside of where they do all the video work for the scoreboard and all the different coordination of all the multimedia and stuff. And as kind of a tech geeky guy, that was really neat to see. Saw the organist that plays the organ for the stadium, and I got to see him play a couple little tunes, and that was really neat. And then we headed back to the suite and watched the rest of the game from the Best Buy suite. And like I said, we're in a suite with mostly Cardinal fans, and we're Royals fans, and the Royals were behind for basically the entire game, and then right in the eighth inning, the Royals tie it up with a home run by DeJesus, which is followed up just a couple minutes later by a home run from Alex Gordon, and the Royals end up winning the game 3-2. So, pretty neat way for us to end the game. Busch Stadium is just absolutely gorgeous, an amazing place to watch baseball. You know, you're kind of into this old-time baseball atmosphere, but yet you have all the modern conveniences of all different kinds of food and multimedia and the scoreboard, and you know, you've got a gorgeous skyline with the arch and, you know, the skyline of St. Louis and stuff. It was just amazing. Perfect night as far as weather. It wasn't hot, it wasn't cool. A light breeze came through. Just was a lot of fun. So if you want to check out some of the pictures, I've placed some pictures on the website that we took, and then some of the video that we included on YouTube. We have the first pitch on YouTube, and then my brother did kind of a goofy little pregame interview with my dad and I on the field, and so I included that link as well, so you can watch that on the blog. And the Boeing photographer was with us and took tons of pictures, and once I get some of those pictures back, I'll probably put some of those up as well. And if you want to follow some of the other activities we've done as a Missouri Teacher of the Year, you can check out the blog that specifically talks about our activities this year, and that's at www.missouriteacher.blogspot.com. And if you go to that website, you'll see some of the different conferences and presentations, and there's some audio, some video, all kinds of stuff on that website as well. And would like to thank everybody for this experience at the Missouri Department of Ed, and of course Boeing. You know, if I start mentioning names, I'll probably forget several people, but I specifically want to thank Randy Meyer from Boeing. He was the contact person for me and was so gracious in allowing my dad and my brother to be a part of this. And, you know, everybody at Boeing and everybody at the Missouri Department of Education was so gracious with their time and just made the entire evening something that my family will never forget. So I wanted to thank them specifically for that. So go ahead and check out the site. If you want to leave me an email, you can do so at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to leave a comment on the blog, just leave a comment on the post, and it'll be put up on the internet. So thanks for listening. I know it's a little bit different topic than what we usually talk about, but I wanted to include the listeners on something that happened last week. And I will be at NEC next week, and so there'll be lots of technology and education stuff coming up in the next several weeks. So thanks for listening, and remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. We'll see you again soon. Bye. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, History is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.